Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you haven't noticed, activity in the bond market is signaling higher interest rates. The stock market is wobbling, and yet all the economic numbers continue to look decent. But the definition of decent is, of course, relative. Our next guest says the economy has really been sleepwalking since the Great Recession, and that perhaps it may be about to wake up. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And he joins us now by phone. Bruce, welcome back.
Mike, it's good to be speaking with you today.
Now, the last time we talked, it was all about the sleepwalking economy. Do you feel like that phase is over?
Some of the data are suggesting that that sleepwalker is waking up a bit, at least walking at a faster pace. We closed out the year at 2.5% growth in real GDP as compared to 1.6 the year before, which is a big difference. That number will be revised, but it's a positive estimate and a brighter picture, and it does appear that the planets are aligning for giving us a stronger platform for growth and economic activity as we go forward.
Is this what's causing a fear of higher interest rates coming and causing some concern in the bond market, is that hot economic growth will bring back inflation?
I think that's definitely the case. The expectations are pretty clear that the Fed is going to be rather nimbly hitting the brake pad, perhaps three or at least four times this year. Mike, for the first time, we've gotten some meaningful inflation numbers. It's broken through 2%. And 2% was sort of the magic fence number for the Fed, saying we won't be worried until we see 2% or more. So now we're seeing that number. Got full employment, lots of places, lots of pockets where there is underemployment and people not finding jobs that they would like to have. And so then that says, okay, where are the workers going to come from to give us this productivity growth that is prospectively looking good? And part of the answer to that is that it's a reshuffling of workers from low-growth regions of the United States to high-growth regions. We've got some pretty strong migration going on, Mike. But nonetheless, we have very low growth in the labor force. And so that means the gains have to come from productivity improvements.
And possibly immigrants?
The mood of the administration is one that says we want fewer immigrants coming to our country, and we want better enforcement of laws with respect to immigrants who are here improperly. That even tightens the screw more with respect to employment growth as we go forward.
Well, now you talked about migration of workers going on in our country. Where are they moving from and where are they moving to?
If you picture an outline map of the United States, let's say you're going to color them light blue if they are showing pretty strong growth, and tan if they're not showing strong growth, and dark brown if they're actually losing population. With a few exceptions, all of the states in the Northeast would be colored light tan, some dark brown. Then you get over to Illinois, Minnesota, North and South Dakota. Most of those states would also be colored light tan. Some would be darker, saying they're actually losing population. And so where are the blue ones? North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida are the blue states in the Southeast. And then you have high growth Pacific Northwest and Rocky Mountain states. That shuffle is taking place, and the shuffle does bring us larger prospects for overall GDP growth, but the distributional effects are interesting, Mike. You know, when people ask me how's the economy doing, I often respond, what zip code do you want to talk about? Because the variation is large.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for spending time with us. We look forward to talking with you again.
Good talking with you, Mike.
Bruce Yandel is an economist affiliated with Clemson University and George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his economic situation report, and we will have a link to that report posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.